medical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have our first guest on, and it's the day before Thanksgiving. We have lots to be thankful for. We have Jim Cole. Jim, we talked about before the show about the idea that we've created have one of the best machines for epigenetic frequency therapy. The best way to think of frequency is basically, I like the Russian Kachina dolls. Do you like that analogy?
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Okay, now, the outside Kachina doll, I talked about this about an hour ago with Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And we have about 840,000 health professionals, about 140,000 plus doctors now in our academy. It's the largest academy of any alternative health care academy in the world. So that's one of the primary teachers. And I'm proposing a new theory about what aging is. Aging is a hologram. It can condescend in the Kachina dolls to epigenetic control of gene control, to induction of genes in picoseconds, but in actual fact, it's not a chemical process. It's not even a free radical process. It's not even a protein or enzymatic process initially. It's a holographic informational process. Now, wow. Fancy mathematics of this, so the people who are mathematicians will understand what I'm saying. It's vortex, nonlinear, holographic, stochastic, fuzzy logic mathematics, vortex math. Now, if you're a mathematician, this is, wow, he thinks that's important. Because my research on AI, which has been almost 50 years, back in the early 70s, my research on itchy, excuse me, a little in my drink here, but it's my tea. My research on anti-aging and AI is identical mathematics. In other words, the same mathematics that allows you to have a non-algorithmic supercomputer that learns like a baby or a child or a person or any living thing, whether it's a salamander or an ape, is all learning with non-algorithmic stochastic fuzzy logic. Well, the same regulatory mathematics regulates your DNA. Now, why is that important? It's important because, in a sense, and the Bible talks about this, that voice or frequency literally regulates and controls us. So we were created by voice. In other words, we had to be complete. It's like if you're building a fancy machine, like, for example, I've seen machines that look at the movement of the planets or gears of things going back thousands of years that they built in ancient Rome. If the machine didn't have all the moving parts working perfectly in the first place, it's not going to work. The machine's not going to not only not work, it's not going to reproduce itself and make another machine that looks like it, like a child.
Right.
Okay. So, in other words, you're not created by fractional mutation of one gene or another. You have to be created whole, otherwise you wouldn't exist. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Right. Now, it's a little hard for people to kind of grab that, but they have to understand that the whole process of aging is actually primarily informational. And every night when you go to sleep, you actually fractionally clone yourself into your new body. So 7 years ago, you're a previous version of yourself. You may have similar memories. They're passed on. You may have similar height. You may have certain personality characteristics that are similar, but you are a future clone of a past you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
It's a little mind-bending to people because they don't want to think of it that way. You see, I've got some brain exercises I'm going to put up here over the next few days as one of my little things I've been announcing. That if you do these brain exercises, within minutes you're going to raise your IQ. Now, what is intelligence? And intelligence is the ability to make larger super concepts and bring them into consciousness. That's all it is. Anybody wants to make it fancier, it isn't. It's basically bringing across the sensor band into conscious, responsive behavior where you can get a motor or an intellectual response to a concept of a higher concept that crosses into consciousness. Now, that sometimes happens in dreams when you have a dream and you'll pull up a concept and it'll let you dream about something, right? Now,
right.
People that are creating new ideas, whatever, they're able to pull sub-concepts to cross and create new ideas by asking better questions, which means they're able to reassemble sub-concepts to make a new idea. Now, what happens with an e-toxin, for example, let's say electropollution, is when you have electropollution, you're actually jamming your cells. Now, for example, when Tesla decided to put the 60 hertz frequency background for electricity. It turned out the hertz 60 frequency is very close to calcium. So calmodulin, which regulates your enzymes in your body, calmodulin A and B and so on, that activates enzymes, basically can be jammed by electropollution. Now, if your electropollution also carries trace frequencies, let's say you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, everything with a similar electromagnetic valence as mercury in the periodic table of elements, a vertical line that has similar valence, will be jammed by that heavy metal toxin, whether it's thorium, uranium, you know, tellurium, plutonium, whatever. And those heavy metal toxins actually will jam the minerals that are in the same periodic table that are essential, like trace minerals like molybdenum, manganese, magnesium, whatever, and or zinc. For example, if you have, mercury. Below it on the periodic table is zinc. So zinc metalloenzymes are jammed by mercury electrotoxins, I call e-toxins. Does that make sense? Think of them as electromagnetic sticky notes on your DNA to tell them not to allow the ion channels to let a zinc ion get into your ion channels to turn on making messenger RNA to make proteins or enzymes. So basically the way e-toxins work is very similar to what a toxin works, like heavy metal. They basically jam the metabolic pathway for particular enzymes. Now, when you get mercury inside your cell, it displaces zinc from the zinc metalloenzymes because it's the same valence, and so the enzyme doesn't operate properly. Now, with an e-toxin, it actually turns off the DNA, so it stops the actual production of the messenger RNA to make the protein or enzyme. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Now, what I've done, there's two approaches to electromagnetic fields. And we have, one of the things we have is we have the Stetsurizer. In fact, you're going to give me a special coupon code. So if people contact me, I can give them a coupon code so they can save money getting a Stetsurizer to plug in your walls. I have them all over my house. And the dirty electricity comes in as low frequencies. Frequencies are similar to the valence frequencies of minerals like calcium, magnesium, zinc, whatever. And if you have these toxins coming into wires in your wall, they jam your cells. They're called jamming frequencies. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Now, what I've been able to do with the Sonic Life is I can actually give you the Sabbath Edenic frequency. The first thing you get, even before you get your consult done, but you need a consult too, is I give you the Sabbath Edenic frequency. And one of the reasons why Adam and Eve lived so old, and I've got this by supernatural inspiration, but it's also confirmed by science, is they lived over a giant mineral deposit, like the one at the Dead Sea. And this mineral deposit with the Earth generating 4,000 times stronger Schumann resonance field stimulated their DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes, so they fractionally cloned themselves very accurately into their new body every night they went to sleep. Which means that's why they lived 900 years. It wasn't just non-toxic food, which they had. It wasn't just that they had all the nutrients they needed, but they had inducing the DNA. In fact, if you go into space or you put an animal in a Mu metal box, where there's no Schumann resonance of the Earth, your DNA turns off. It's called the Lin effect. If you don't stimulate the DNA by brushing electrons in the orbitals, you don't get a crosstalk between your telomere antenna on the inner chromosomes and your ion channels to turn on your DNA. Is it interesting or what? Right?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And it silences them. In other words, gene silencing means you can't go into space without taking a bit of the Earth with you, the Schumann resonance field. The space station has that. Any interplanetary space vehicle has to have a Schumann resonance generator or you die. After 10 days, you start getting really sick and things start to happen to you because your genes start to turn off. Isn't that interesting?
Amazing. That's amazing, Dr. Bill.
I just talked to Dr. Klatz and he was mentioning he wanted to get something that would block, say, electropollution at night. And, of course, he knows the canopies are not very effective. You can buy a canopy for $500. It only partially blocks it, but when you get up and go to the bathroom or if you go to work or get in your car, you're going to be constantly blasted by more electropollution. So we have multiple, we just have dirty electricity. 90% of the power corporation just dumped the dirty electricity back into the ground. So the ground isn't clean anymore. It's got dirty pollution. Now we've got what's called smart grid. Smart grid generates little power surges, which not only start fires, but they cause harmonic frequencies that actually entrain your body to toxically block your DNA. So smart grid's bad for you. Now we're talking about 5G network. They want the damn things everywhere, embedded in the highways in Japan. They want it in 5G towers in every apartment building. And they're all excited. In fact, I was watching Silicon Valley, and even Trump as people are all excited about 5G. Now, remember, 5G is toxic to insects. It's toxic to birds. In fact, we've had a 30% drop in the bird population in North America in the past 20 years because of electropollution. It's not just pesticides. It's e-toxins. We've had a massive drop in insect populations. And one of the things that Einstein is attributed to saying is that if you get rid of the pollinating insects, you got 4 years and then you're going to be eating gruel.
Exactly.
Right. Right. So what people have to understand, 5G and 6G that are now pushing through Huawei is not only just going to hack into your digital presence of where you are and what you're buying and selling and even eventually the thoughts or intentions of your heart like a Minority Report, it actually hacks into your DNA. Because the best way to think of you as a living being is you're, in a sense, a song of the Creator God. Where a song that condescends in, like Kachina dolls, into enzyme induction, structural proteins, and enzyme to build structural activity and enzymatic activity, which is the only two things that DNA codes for. It codes for what's called, in the peptides that Dr. Cavinson developed at the Russian Academy in St. Petersburg, into peptides that are basically, when an organ is deteriorating, peptides tell the DNA how to rebuild a kidney or a heart or whatever. Well, I'm working on extracting those frequencies from the radionically from the peptides, so I'll be able to give you a peptide induction frequency to regenerate your heart or your kidneys or your eyeball.
Wow, excellent.
Now,
very good.
What I eventually want to do is I want to work with what's called origami DNA, which means the hierarchical code how to build, or say, a right leg or a left leg. Now, if I can extract the origami DNA from your body, I can actually regrow you new legs. Pretty cool, eh? Now, what I've discovered is that the brain actually generates what's called an origami DNA or inductive organ morphogenic DNA. I call it morphogenic DNA generator. And the brain conducts those frequencies through the connective tissue, through the proline side groups, and also through myelinated and non-myelinated fibers. So between connective tissue and your nervous system, you're actually broadcasting frequencies to the tissue to tell it to rebuild those kidneys, rebuild that eyeball. Because your organs are not static, they're dynamic. They're constantly being rebuilt. Now, if you have a really good photocopier, you're going to make a really good copy of yourself. Now, what the Sonic Life does, it erases the bad e-toxins, and it generates the new induction of DNA. So if you're taking my Red Deer Velvet and my other supplements, which I do on consult, you're going to make a fantastically accurate copy of yourself. You're not just going to go and make a better copy. You're actually going to be bidirectionally reversing aging. See, in the past, what we're doing is we're trying to take supplements to reduce free radicals and give the body supplements to have, you know, better basic nutrients. And that's all good, but our supplements not only are jumping all the gene defects, but now with my Red Deer Velvet and oncomycin and the epigenetic frequency treatment, I'm bridging turning the corner to go not just squaring the life curve so you live older and eventually die at 120, still an old person. What I'm working on is that you stop aging altogether and actually become younger. So my goal is like the movie Cocoon, brought up about 20 years ago, where you start on my treatments, and down the road, me and my colleagues are working on this together. You'll start on my treatments, whether you do it at your home or you come to a special anti-aging center where we do some more advanced stuff, including stem cell therapy. And with the treatments, you become younger. So you have a 90-year-old football player that goes back into football. You have a 120-year-old chess player that goes back into doing international chess champions. You have someone 110 goes back to college. You have someone that starts to run a marathon at 140 and wins against 25-year-olds. That's going to happen in the future.
And you're doing that on the sonic machine with your frequencies, correct?
Right, and that's good. You see what right now I have what we call beginning layers. I have the layers I can put frequencies in based on minerals. So when I do blood tests to find out which minerals in your whole blood are missing, or hair analysis, I can do quantum testing on you. I can also do genetic testing to find out which nutrients you're missing. For example, one of the products that I'm looking at bringing on, folic acid doesn't persist long in your body. You know that, right?
Right.
We've got a very high-quality 5-methylfolate, but I'm looking at a time-release, slow-release folate, because when you take folic acid in like a salad, your body uses it up really quick, and 25% of the population has a gene SNP. So when I have the right nutrients and I have the right song of DNA to talk to your cells, you don't just age slower, you stop aging and reverse it.
Wow, that's amazing, Dr. Bill.
Yeah. I'm on the edge. of the years of Methuselah for mankind.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we are joined by Pamela from Lumen Photon Infrared Light Therapy. And, of course, the main pads have far and near infrared light. They're amazing. They're so simple to use, and I'll just go through the protocol. Dr. Nogier was not only a scientist but a medical intuitive, so he intuited frequencies, which he later verified. When you look at the ontogeny of a fetus and you have the neuroectoderm, which is the skin and nervous system, that's frequency 3, which is actually near the frequency of gold. Now, it's interesting that ormus, or gold, the ancient doctors, including, by the way, most people don't realize the ancient generals were also doctors. Like Moses was not only a general in the with the army of the Hebrews, he was also a physician. And he knew how to make ormus. Okay? Now, I hear a lot of noise there. I hope you're still there. Are you still?
I'm sorry. We have a kind of a rough connection. It's extremely windy here today. I don't know if that's the problem.
I can hear you very clearly, though, so even if it's rough. Are you on a speakerphone or you got a headphone set on?
I've got a corded phone right now. I just switched to the corded phone.
Okay, well, you're still good. You can hear me, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So what happened is ormus, basically, is very near the frequency for neuroectoderm. Now, what does ormus do? Now, it's interesting. If you actually look at the atomic resonance, it attaches to the histone proteins of DNA and increases what's called the signal-to-noise ratio of DNA induction. Right? So the basic central nervous system and your skin, which are the biggest organs in your body, are run by gold, okay, gold, or similar to gold frequency. Then when you look at the higher frequencies, the internal organs are frequency 4, the glandular organs are run by frequency 5, and then frequency 6 and 7 are anti-inflammatory, and NICO, which is a combination of frequencies for bone, teeth, enamel, etc., connective tissues, joints. Now, this is very simple, and so if you want to treat your pain, for example, let's say you want to do sleep induction. I use my machine to induce sleep. I have a 180. When I go to sleep at night, I take all my supplements like 5-HTP Cross, Power Methyl B12, Superfolate, Samethyl, BioLVR, etc. So I can activate 5-hydroxytryptophan into serotonin, melatonin. But the thing that controls that is the reticular activating system. Now, when I use the Lumen Photon, I wrap it around my head and put it over my eyes and temples. I turn it on to 180, I turn it on to frequency 3, and within usually 5 minutes, I'm conked. And the reason is it's stimulating the group of reticular activating cells. It's time to go nighty-night. I call it the nighty-night frequency. Now, you can use the same frequencies for different things. Let's say you've got peripheral neuropathy in your feet and you're diabetic, or you've got a cardiac conduction problem. You can put it over the frequencies to try to stimulate the conduction pathways, frequency 3. If you're trying to stimulate your heart and your circulatory system, you want to be using frequency 4. If you're trying to stimulate your glands, like your ovaries and testes, in male or female, frequency number 5. Your parathyroid and thyroid gland, frequency 5. So they tune into specific frequencies because that's the ontogeny of the tissue. It's like a TV station with a bass background frequency modulated frequency, like a radio station, FM. Think of your organs in your body as like FM, frequency modulated. Pretty cool, eh? So where we're going with this, we want to build a new machine, which will take a couple of years probably, but maybe sooner. We want to approach the regulatory agencies so we can put frequencies for minerals, for example. And there's if I pull up my list here, let me see if I've got it right in front of me here. I have in this list 24 minerals. And I'm looking at it right now. Boron is frequency 16.112037 hertz. Zinc, at the bottom of the list here, because we're looking alphabetically, is 97.44726857 hertz. Now, if I can induce frequencies that are on those minerals, what it does, it tells the nucleoplasm that holds your DNA to let the ion channels let the mineral in, because it has to be in your diet, and also to induce it, what we call harmonically, to make the messenger RNA and to make structural proteins and enzymes. In other words, you need the E-nutrients, just like E-nutrients, and you need the nutrients present to make your body make proteins, which build your body up, and enzymes. DNA doesn't code for anything else. But they're all dependent on minerals. And then we also have frequencies that we can use to block bad things, like viruses, like Epstein-Barr virus, or fungi, or nogalase, which actually is generated by cancer or infections. So we can actually generate frequencies to knock these things out. For example, we calculated out from our research, the frequency to knock out nogalase is 337 hertz. So if I go to right now, if I give you a through by other machines, a 337 hertz frequency, I can knock out nogalase so that your cancer immune system can actually identify and kill cancer or infection. Pretty cool, hey? So that's where I think the next type of infrared light. Now, the reason why I like infrared light, even compared to sound and electromagnetics, which we have now with the Sonic Life and other machines like the Pearl M Plus and ProGen 3, is we're going to soon, in a year or two, be able to add new layers of treatment. Now, I love my Lumen. I got one right up by my right knee here with a large Lumen pad with both the blue light LEDs as well as the red, both near and far infrared. And I got a smaller 264 pad. Lumens are amazing. I mean, I tell people the very first machine you need to get if you're trying to get epigenetic treatment is a Lumen pad. And it doesn't matter if you like pets, whether they're birds or reptiles or iguanas or cats or dogs or horses, your animal is not going to be subject to a placebo effect, and they're going to thank you for putting the pad on them. Or, like I said in previous shows, they're going to steal your pad when you go to the bathroom if it's on your seat at the, let's say, the couch or your chair. So what do you think of that story? Pamela?
What time?
So what do you think of that story? I mean, that's where the direction is going. And, you know, it might take us a few years, but we're going to work through the regulatory authorities. I don't think we should change the current Lumen machine. We should just develop a new machine. And the new machine will allow us to have some more kind of frequency, almost like a Rife machine, but it's going to be a machine where you can put frequencies into it. And we can have it as simple as a Lumen pads where you just have a little bus and have the frequencies come from your cell phone rather than having a fancy controller, just have a little bus that goes directly into the machine, and then your cell phone actually drives, or your little iPad drives the Lumen pads, right?
Yeah, I think that would be great. Oh, are you there? I think I lost you.
I'm back.
Hello?
Don't worry. I'm back. I had a little loss for a second there. Pamela, I want you to kind of give us some stories of what you've done, whether it's animals, because when we have Thanksgiving, your animals have to give Thanksgiving, too, to what you did for the last 20 years. Tell us all about those stories.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, I've actually just recently been working with a dog that got immediately below her eye on the inner corner. She got a big, deep tear, and so she did have to have it stitched. And we've been treating her with the lights, and she is—it's pretty much completely healed up now, and she's done very well. She, with it being treated near the eye for the dog, it was a little bit. She didn't like the light so much by her eye, so I did shorter treatments with her, which she tolerated very, very well, and it's healed really extremely well. She's going to have barely any scarring at all, which is amazing. If you had seen the initial injury, which was just, it really was bad. So
yeah, and by the way, if you're getting plastic surgery or dental surgery.
Another dog who has a form of degenerative myelopathy,
right,
which she's responding well, so we're going to keep treating her, and hopefully we can help her to stabilize and normalize and not deteriorate any further and hopefully even improve. That's a little bit of an unknown because nobody really knows exactly what causes it, and it can't be diagnosed definitively at this point, but everything else has been eliminated, so we're pretty sure that's what we're dealing with her.
Right, okay, let me give you some science for this. Now, I believe it or not, I'm not trained as a veterinarian, but I've actually helped people's pets and other animals, including iguanas. Here's what the doctor should do, the veterinarian should do. Number one, check the organic acids of the pet and check their genetics, if they're genetic labs. If there's a specific nutrient deficiency,
or
if there's organic acids and genetics. If they want to contact me, they can, because I will can give them parallel knowledge to what I'm doing with humans for animals, because the same things apply to every living thing. Look at organic acids, look at genetics, and look at anti-metabolites like heavy metals or toxins, and look at things like autoimmunity. Do they have autoimmune antibodies? What people should understand is animals live a lot shorter lifespan because they're actually programmed to live shorter. So a dog or a cat lives about 7 times shorter lifespan than humans. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Same thing with horses. They have much shorter lifespan, even though they grow real fast and so on. But the basic underlying, if you want to call, and this is the fancy term for it, the vortex, non-stochastic, fuzzy logic, non-linear mathematics that regulates DNA is the same for all living things, right? So I want people to understand that the Lumen machine is like, if you want to call it, it turns off pain by working on the Langerhans gate in the skin. It stimulates your stem cells. It improves the redox potential of cells, so it raises the zeta potential, so they have a better signal to noise to talk to their cells to detox and raise the ATP and NADH levels. It lowers C-reactive protein and angiotensin-converting enzyme you just put over your kidneys. You can put it over somebody's heart that's having angina, and it'll actually stop coronary spasm. You can put it over their lungs, and it'll reduce mucorrhea and bronchospasm if you're asthmatic or have restrictive or we call blue bloater or pig puffer type of chronic lung disease. You can use the Lumen Photon over an organ you're trying to regenerate where you're taking our peptides, and the peptides work synergistic with the Lumen to try to speed up the regeneration of the organ when you take my red deer velvet and oncomycin. You can put the Lumen pads, even if you don't have all the other fancy technology we have, you can put the Lumen pad over the target organ and it'll speed up the regeneration of that organ. Pretty neat stuff, isn't it?
It really is, and you know, people still think it's kind of science fiction when you talk about it, but it's really true. We've been watching it for 20 years, and it's amazing.
Yeah. So what I want people to understand is that the Lumen machine has been around for a while. Dr. Nogier developed it how many years ago now, in the 90s or 80s?
Actually, he was doing studies with this. Well, Nogier, they were doing studies with the lights, the infrared and red visible lights. This is our grandfather, the engineer who was the grandfather of our work, was doing studies with this, coupled with the Nogier frequencies back in the 70s.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Now, what I'm trying to do is extend the science further. I stand on the shoulders of people like Dr. Nogier, Dr. Kavinson, who worked at the Russian Institute of Science, Dr. Nestorov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow that works with advanced science for the Russians. And the Russians, by the way, are advanced in this. That's why they don't like radio stations or TV stations broadcast beyond a certain number of wattage. They understand electropollution. In fact, the Russians have trained Dr. Stetzer, who actually we sell the Stetzerizer that blocks your, with capacitors in your wall, the electropollution coming into your wall wiring that actually can jam your DNA. So Dr. and Mr. Stetzer actually visited the Russians to get the technology. Did you know that? Now, what's important is the lumen actually helps to erase those little, I call those toxic e-toxins on your body and abnormal information on your body. So when you put a lumen pad over, say, a sore joint, you can take our tendon bender, joint performance inflamex, and topical curcumin and topical pregnenolone. But what you're doing with the lumen is you're actually not only improving perfusion, you're actually turning off the pain gate in the skin, and you're lowering the cytokine levels by putting information into the tissue. Infrared information. Interesting, hey?
It is, yes.
Because you got to understand, disease and wellness and aging is not primarily biochemical. If you think of it as Kachina dolls, the outside doll is an informational doll. Then it's the epigenetic doll that turns on genes on and off in picoseconds. And finally, it condescends and condenses into physical flesh with enzymes, pathways, cell membranes, and so on. So you have to descend a number of Kachina dolls before you actually get to a physical body. What we are as beings and every living thing is basically an informational hologram first, and it condescends in consecutive layers to condense into physical flesh. Interesting, eh?
I'm totally fascinated, and I've been doing this for a long time, but we just keep learning more and more about why it works and how it works. And
right. Well, that's why I tell people, right now we got the sale on. You need to get a lumen. You got our supplements? Add a lumen, you're going to get that much more benefit. Get a lumen today. Sale's on, you save a lot of money. Do it now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and we have Bob Vineyard here. Bob, we're working hard to get all of the information up on our site, which we now are, we used to have an off-site link to Pure Water. Now it's being pushed over on our site, so we're going to soon have the whole system and the BEV 500 Autoflash. these are amazing systems. There really is no comparison to the Berkey, which is a ceramic, or Culligan, or anything that your plumber can put in, because of the four phases. And I'll just go over the phases. First is a linear charcoal, the best linear charcoal, direct contact, the most contact, to grab toxins rather than just a straight charcoal. Second is the best reverse osmosis membrane. The third phase is an ion exchange resin. So the only thing coming out the other end are water molecules. And their internal osmotic, if you want to call it co-attraction, is so high that they actually can form when you form ice cubes. And you move from the state of matter of liquid to solid, it forms little micro spikes, which makes them, I call them angel cubes. Now, the last phase is to add 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium, so it moves the pH up toward 9.5 to 10. So the water is so clean. Now, of course, we have a whole host system, too, has three filters. And those filters will pull up most of the things like trichloromethane, heavy metals, radiotoxins, and so on. So your wash water for washing dishes and for bathing is going to be absolutely the cleanest water you can use. And then it pre-washes that before it even goes to your water filtration systems. There is no comparison to this technology and anything else out there in the marketplace, is there?
Well, there really isn't. Thanks, Dr. Bill. It's nice to always be back. I appreciate you having me on your show. The, you know, the thing about our basic design, you know, you start out talking about sediment filter, carbon filter. You know, most systems on the market, just as an example, use a carbon block of some type. And because people think, oh, well, that must be better than plain old carbon. It's a block. It's somehow better. Well, it's not better, because what happens when you flow, what happens with a carbon block is the water is pushed through the sidewall of the carbon. And so instead of traveling through 10 inches of granular activated carbon, it has to flow through the sidewall, and so the sidewall, the path, is only about 1 inch through that sidewall at best. And right. So, you know, when you're trying to remove contaminants by way of carbon, the secret is how long do you keep the water in contact with the carbon so that the contaminants have an opportunity to be removed. And so with the BEV systems, we flow the water down the full bed, the full length of the carbon column, rather than just through the sidewall, so that we get maximum removal. And so this is just one small example of how our system uses the knowledge of what works versus what sounds good when you're putting together a water filter. And so a lot of systems out there on the market, you know, they put a system together and they use all the latest buzzwords and all the latest gimmicks, and that's usually what they are, is they're just gimmicks. But we take the approach of we want to get the contaminants out of the water today, tomorrow, and 10 years from now, no matter what shows up in your water. So I don't want you to buy a Berkey or buy some other water filter, and then, you know, you find out, uh-oh, Mike's community just told me that we have, you know, contaminant X in our water. And it turns out contaminant X is a nasty carcinogen, and I shouldn't have it in my water. And then people call Pure Water Systems and say, hey, does your system get rid of contaminant X? And I say, yep, it sure does. You don't have anything to worry about. They call the other guys and they say, oh, no, you're going to need another add-on filter, which is going to add complexity to your system and make it not function the way it was originally designed. And so then people are buying add-ons, bolt-ons, trying to improve their water system
right.
instead of just getting the right system to begin with.
Exactly. Makes and a big so difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so our total design is our approach is, hey, we built the system to remove all types of contaminants from the drinking water.
Right.
And that doesn't mean because the contaminants appear in different classes. So you have organic contaminants, inorganic contaminants, radioactivity, et cetera, et cetera. And so if your system's not designed in the beginning to get rid of all classes of contaminants, then something is bound to show up in your water. And guess what? It changes all the time. All kinds of contaminants show up. What we call the evolution of pollution is, you know, it shows up first in some local community on the news. Oh, they've got XYZ in their water. That's bad. And then it turns out, oh, well, XYZ in the water is showing up not just in their community, but in the whole region. And then it goes from the whole region to, oh, you know, XYZ's been in the water for 70 years. Sorry, we didn't tell you how dangerous it is. Sorry, you've got cancer now. We didn't do our job, but we're the government, so we're not liable.
Well, one of the things that I want people to understand, and this is why I believe that the information I supply, and I'm actually working with some of the most intelligent people, whether it's health, like the Academy of Anti-Aging and Environmental Advancement in Medicine, or geopolitics or spiritual, I have a talent of seeking and finding the truth. And the best important thing is to ask better questions, not thinking you have the answer. And when you ask enough questions, you empty yourself of thinking you have mastered something. For example, I had a previous water filtration system about 12, 13 years ago. I was using because I wanted to pull some of the toxins out of the water. But when you explained the technology to me, I was open enough to realize I had to ask better questions to realize I had an inferior system, what you had, and I transitioned. Now, I've seen lots of health shows or bloggers online or people pushing the Berkey, you know, like Alex Jones and others, or pushing another water system like the plumbers. And they don't understand. The problem you see here is people don't grasp the fact that they don't know how to think about thinking. Do you know what I mean? They haven't asked enough questions to realize that they really don't have a mastery of the problem. Do you know what I mean?
I run into it all the time, even when I'm talking to doctors.
I got some brain calisthenic exercises I can get people to do on my... I'm going to put a little video up on my channels. And if you do those brain exercises, your IQ will rise within minutes. Now, by IQ, I don't call it the intelligence quotient. I call it the inquisition quotient. In other words, you're willing to ask better questions. The problem is if you say, I have an IQ person that actually makes a multi-guest question for, say, qualification of plumbing or medicine or anything, and that person's IQ is 120, if your IQ is 170 or 80, you have to figure out the psychology of the person being the test maker, or you're going to misscore the test and score low. So you have to use psychology to figure out where the test maker is coming from, right? Now, the same thing applies to every kind of concourse, whether or not you're talking about politics or medicine or environmental issues. And don't underestimate the level of stupidity of your regulators and your politicians, because usually they're the people that want to be the class president. They're not necessarily smarter people. They're just the ones that want to be in control. Right? People like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Nadler, and even on the right side, people like, our Mormon senator, et cetera. These people basically just like the idea that they may not be smarter than you, but they want to control you. And sometimes these embedded politicians figure that they'll tell you that, hey, it's okay right now to drink water that contains XYZ, but they're not concerned because they're your boss. They're the regulator. They're not only not going to advise you, they even don't even show any guilt because they really don't understand deeply enough that 10,800 toxins in parts per million or billion are not just additive, they're multiplicative, and they don't even interact with everybody the same because everybody's genetics different, right? And their occupational exposure as well as their travel exposure is going to change what's going to affect their enzymes. So what I want people to start grasping is that there is no comparison to our water system. Now, the Bev 100 is a countertop, snap on your tap. The Bev 200 is a tackle box system, a little line. I have one up in my attic where I can drop it into a line with a 12-volt thing off my car battery, and it'll make water cleaner than distilled. I've got a Bev 300 on both of my refrigerators. I've got a KitchenAid in the kitchen, real nice new one, and I got a GE fridge on the other, and both of them have a 5-gallon reserve tank, so it's always got that reserve, which can go to our ice maker or our fridge or our water service. Now, in my little greenhouse down in my yard, I have the water from the home that's already filtered by our whole home system. So that water even going to my plants down there is pre-filtered before it even goes to supply the plants. But if I want to, I can snap on, say, a Bev 100 or another reserve tank system, and that greenhouse tank can get water as clean as our drinking water. Now, you have to understand, if you keep on pouring in toxin to your body, whether it's chemical, radioisotope, or xenoestrogens, which are estrogenizing molecules that cause breast cancer in women and feminized males, you can't possibly be healthy. Now, down the road, it might take you 5, 10, 20 years of drinking toxins, and eventually a disease shows up. Oh, you got breast cancer. Oh, you got, dementia. Oh, you got XYZ. But unless you get somebody that's really scientific like me that can actually do, like with Dr. William Shaw or Great Plains Lab, 18 subclasses of biotoxins using chromatography or nuclear spectroscopy, they're not going to know what the heck's wrong and why you're screwed up. And they haven't looked at your gene polymorphisms or SNPs or like 23andMe and Prometheus, so they don't even know what your gene polymorphisms are. Now, if you talk to the average doctor, they can't even follow me. They're not even in the same dimension. They learn basic organic chemistry, the same with dentists, chiropractors, whatever. They don't know any of this stuff I'm talking about. But this is basic to living. So if you select the wrong water system, no matter what other vitamins and drugs you're taking, you're going to get sicker, especially because the environment's getting worse, isn't it?
Constantly we're finding new... Well, let's put it this way. Every time they do a test, every time they decide, hey, we're going to go out and find out if XYZ shows up in the water. And sure enough, they'll do a test and they'll take samples across the United States. And they're always kind of come back scratching their head going, pardon my language, shit, we found it everywhere. This stuff's everywhere. This is bad news, you know, but they don't want it. But here's the thing. If they find it, if it's not on the government's list of 103 regulated chemicals, if it's not on the list, they're under no legal obligation to inform you that XYZ is in your water and is killing you. Right. They have no obligation to tell you. And oftentimes they choose not to tell people because they're afraid, oh, well, we don't want to cause alarm. And you get this all the time. It's the same nonsense that happened in Flint, Michigan. It's the same kind of silly mentality.
In fact, the politicians didn't want to take when they actually made a decision to actually have the water supply be in the same groundwater table as toxins that the local industry was dumping into the groundwater.
And
these are not difficult things to know. They're like a 2x4 hitting your forehead. It's going to hurt. This is logic, but some things are sneaky. Like, for example, the toilets and tap water that even Donald Trump is pushing. He said, I hope you're happy with your water. I mean, there's a comment he made a year ago. Sorry, Donald, you should not make comments about stuff you don't understand. That's why I'm soon going to get through to Donald, because he doesn't understand the environment. Now, the environment's not a negative or not process. The left is crazy. They think they're going to do carbon capture or Project Scopex, which Mike Adams talked about on the Gen 6 conference, okay? I met, actually, with the Gen 6 guy that was trying to do the Scopex back in 1997, Dr. Isley, that sounded the World Constitution Parliament Association. Because he knew my classified clearance, he did a data dump for me for an entire evening. So you have to understand, do not trust politicians, don't trust doctors, don't trust anyone other than Dr. Deagle and my co-hosts. If you do, you put yourself in harm's way. If you want to be healthy in the future and not develop accumulated biotoxins, wash, bathe, and drink the cleanest water on earth. Pure Water Systems, and you can save money on our sale right now. Back in a moment with hour number two. It's going to be an amazing show with Lowell Ponte. And hour number three, Harry Richard Arnold's here with lots of new info. You don't want to miss it.
It's just a few hours away. It's last call to do your shopping at the